is, according to the New York Times, quote, perhaps the most famous and admired contemporary American poet.
Will you welcome, please, Allen Ginsberg.
Allen Ginsberg might have died 13 years ago, but his work is everywhere. An exhibition of Ginsberg's photos captivated viewers at the National Gallery in Washington, D.C. all summer, and watch for James Franco as the beat poet in Howl, the movie.
Holy, holy, holy!
The film dramatizes the cultural and legal upheavals caused by the 1956 poem that rocked a generation and changed the way Americans thought about free expression.
I saw the best minds of my generation.
When Ginsberg read Howl in San Francisco in the fall of 1956, it really energized the West Coast beat movement.
America and the world have become less repressed and more adventurous thanks to characters like Allen Ginsberg.
He is unconventional in all matters.
He helped mainstream Eastern mysticism and drug-aided mind expansion.
Why don't I read a poem which I wrote on LSD?
You want to learn how to meditate? I'll tell you now, cause it's never too late.
He showed up at Timothy Leary's Human Bein in 1967. He influenced Bob Dylan. He became a tax protester and advocated equal rights for homosexuals.
We're free!
He was kicked out of communist countries for espousing immoral ideas such as free speech and pot legalization.
The Marxist bureaucrats have beat me upon the street.
At the core of Ginsberg's and the beat sensibility is a love of spontaneity and improvisation. He searched for and created meaning in a vast and forward-looking world. And he captured memorable images of his friends and compatriots.
Kerouac with his mouth open, as Ginsberg says in the caption, seeming to be chanting a bebop.
We eat reality sandwiches, but allegories are so much lettuce. Don't hide the madness.
Ginsberg famously saw the best minds of his generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, and he left the world a better place. No wonder we haven't stopped learning from him. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.